Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Queenslanders go through drought, they go through cyclones, they go through floods. You know, they go through a lot of adversity, and we try and represent our people in that way as well. And I think that's what makes our people so proud of this footy team, and that's why this footy team is such an inspiration for our people. And that's what we try and do. We try and replicate the traits that Queenslanders have, and that was on show tonight.
How much do we love Billy Slater? The Queensland coach last night, he's a legend, obviously, in these parts. Incredible. Is where a team is characterised by its place. That is so powerful. It happens in various places around the world. It's absolutely right for Queensland. It's what serves them so well in State of Origin. Scott Sattler has played Origin. He was the Maroon on SEN's neutral call last night. Scott Sattler, it's great to have you on the program.
Always great to join you, Jared.
Amazing. It was just amazing, wasn't it?
It was. It was one of those great comebacks that we always see in Origin. Origin always throws up these scenarios where they look for special efforts. And most times, often than not, in Origin, we see Queensland are the ones that come up with those efforts when their backs are to the wall. And we saw that again last night at the Adelaide Oval. This Queensland found a way to win when, quite frankly, even during a commentary last night, I thought the body language of Queensland was that they were done and they sort of capitulated, but it wasn't the case. They found something extra when they had people off the field with the sin bin and people injured in key positions as well. So it was an amazing win. Another one of those wins we're going to talk about for many years.
It felt like it was so stacked against them in the last 10 minutes. So just for the casual observer, how unlikely was it that they would be able to steel themselves to come up with those two winning tries?
Yeah, it's very unlikely. If you're playing normal NRL E20 or normal AFL games and you're losing key players in key positions, and to be able just to slot someone in there that's never really played that position at that level before and to find something is extraordinary. It's superhuman efforts at Origin level, which is, from a brutality point of view, it's so confronting this game, this form of the game, Jared, that to be able to throw players into positions where they don't play on a regular basis, up against some of the best players in the game that are great at those positions, and that's why they're playing Origin, and to be able to still withstand all the pressure and try and find something extra to find the win was simply amazing. You would say it would be unlikely that they'd win the game, but it's very Origin-like because we just find these special efforts.
That's how it struck me. It's almost like it feeds on the cliche, and particularly Queensland. The harder it gets, the more the odds are stacked against them, the more it just draws out that idea of blood and guts football. So I take it that that's the culture taking over, Scott.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's been born from a lot of years of adversity and defeat through the 50s and 60s and 70s. And then you get to the 80s when Origin started. And Queensland always felt as though they had their backs to the wall anyway. So I feel the difference between both sides is that Queensland play every play. They don't look at the end result. Well, I think at sometimes New South Wales have probably been guilty of looking at the end result. We're leading by 2 points. All we've got to do is hold on for another 9 minutes. Let's just hold on. But Queensland say, let's just chip away each play. Let's chip away at the next play. Let's chip away at the next play. And it's like cutting down a tree that, you just continually just take those little nicks away from someone. It's death by a thousand cuts. And that's what Queensland did again last night.
Who were the heroes? Who are the toast of Queensland today?
Well, there's a guy called Hamiso Tabuai-Fido, who's a young outside back who plays for the Dolphins, played for the North Queensland Cowboys last year. He scored 2 tries last night. One of them he made it look so easy. He's one of the quickest players in the competition. But there's 2 forwards for Queensland. A little guy by the name of Reuben Cotter. He played 80 minutes last night. It's an amazing story. Another player by the name of Pat Carrigan had enormous efforts. But this Reuben Cotter's a great story. He's had three knee reconstructions before the age of 21. He plays in the hooking position, number 9, dummy half, the guy that passes the ball to everyone out of where the ruck is. And he had three knee reconstructions, and he said, I'm going to give up rugby league. And then his mates convinced him, because he's a mad fisherman, he's just going to go fishing for the rest of his life. And that was going to be his profession. But his mates convinced him to go and play for the local team again, the Mackay Cutters, and just give it one more go. And 3 years later, he's playing Origin and getting man of the matches. He's played in four Origins. He's got two man of the matches. It's an amazing strike rate. And it's a guy that's had to jump a lot of hurdles to get to where he got to.
And the Lindsay Collins hanger right at the end?
Well, he took the hanger over the top of his teammate and captain, James Tedesco, the Sydney Roosters. It's a fair chance when they turn up at training today, he's going to try and give him some advice on how to play his own position. again, an amazing moment in rugby league. We saw it right on full time last year in Game 3 for Queensland to win the series with Ben Hunt taking an intercept and running 70 metres. Then we see a front row go over the top of a fullback and win the game for Queensland. Yeah, simply amazing.
It's just so Origin. 48,613 at Adelaide Oval. What was the atmosphere like?
It was good. 50-50, Queensland, New South Wales fans. A large portion of those fans are AFL fans. Are just coming along because it's exciting. And, the pubs are spilling out on the sidewalks with so many patrons. It was a really, really good scene. And it's a beautiful oval, as you know, Jared. You've been there many times. It's so historical. And it deserves historical matches like that. So, amazing night. And the fans are fantastic. Really well received.
Will it be remembered as one of the great Queensland wins?
I think it will be. I think it will be purely because of everyone. There was a game back in 1989, Jared, where all Queensland, they lost five players. They were playing with 12 players. Two players had broken legs. One player played on with a dislocated shoulder. And they just found a way to win in Sydney one year. I think it's one of the most courageous wins of all time. Seeing what happened last night, I think that sits at the same dinner tables in discussion.
Brilliant. So game two's in Brisbane. Massive advantage for Queensland now.
Oh, you let the lunatics out of the asylum in about 4 weeks' time, Jared, because it's going to be crazy at Suncorp Stadium.
Scott, thanks for sharing it with us the morning after.
Anytime, Jared. Thanks very much.
Scott Sattler, who was our Maroons representative on the SEN neutral call of Origin last night.